Welcome to the Keeping It Young radio program, conversations about marriage, family, and ministry life. I'm Dave.
And I'm Bethley.
And we are the Youngs. Join us for today's question and answer session. This is a special edition with our daughter and her husband. This is with David and Abigail Adams.
And today is a special edition of our podcast.
Yes.
And we are so happy about this because actually today is a special day too because we're recording this on Bethley's birthday.
Yes, we are.
And on top of that, we have guests today, David and Abigail, our daughter and son. And they are on staff at West Coast Baptist College, and they are visiting us for the holidays. And we thought, hey, here we are in one place. Let's do a recording.
Yes.
So, Dave and Abby, welcome to our podcast.
Welcome.
Well, we're excited to be here, even if I am the second most amazing David on the podcast. It's still a privilege.
Well, I don't know. You're David Adams. So we have David Young, who is amazing, and David Adams, who is
amazing.
We're
almost A to Z on this podcast.
I'm first alphabetically. I'll take that.
There you go. And Abby, we're glad to have you as well.
Yeah, I'm glad to be here.
And Abby and David are both work in California, live in California. They're on staff at West Coast. So, tell us a little bit. Let's just jump right in. And first of all, I think you wanted to say something to mom for her birthday, right?
Well, I just got the little head wiggle. Get with this. Get going, David. But we're so excited to be here at Christmas time and getting to see both of our families in this season. But we're also excited that these are the days that worked out to be here because it means we get to be with Mom Young on your birthday. And we love you so much. And our lives are just so much better and richer for knowing you and for being part of your family. And we know that your prayers and your love for us are constant. And we're just so thankful for that. We love you so much.
Oh, I love you guys. That was so sweet.
Happy birthday, Mom.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
It's worth doing podcasting on my birthday.
Yes, it is.
That was awesome. This is your birthday gift from me. But you're welcome.
I'll take it.
Okay, well, let's just jump right in with some questions. And first, just to give you a heads up, those of you that are listening, we have a few questions. We just wanted to interview Dave and Abby a little bit. And then last night, Dave got this great idea, and he went online and sent out to a bunch of their friends the World Wide Web of Friendship and has come up with some questions that he and Abby are wanting to ask us from their friends as well. And so we got several things to do in this hour, but I wanted to begin. As many of you remember, some weeks ago, we talked and taught about helping our children to find a mate. Mm-hmm. And we talked about dating and courtship and all that's involved in that. So why don't you two take just a moment and tell us about how you met to begin with. And then we want to hear a little bit about your dating standards and how much of it was mom and dad influenced, how much of it was, you know, this was our decision. So just kind of, that's a general question, but kind of run down there a little bit and give our audience an idea of how a young couple like you met, fell in love and got married and all that went into that in say 2 minutes or less. I'm just kidding. A little more than that.
Absolutely. Well, we're excited to get to the second part of the podcast where we do the question asking and you got to give the answers, but always happy to talk about what God has done in our lives. And I came out to West Coast, fall of 11, graduated class of 15, and have been serving and teaching out there ever since. And Abby came a couple years after I did. And just the way that the Lord worked it out, we started kind of chatting with each other. I already knew Josh, and suddenly apologetics conversations with Josh at lunch just sounded a lot more interesting, especially if Josh and Abby were sitting there together. Sorry, Josh. Your friendship is still valued, but it was valued even more in that
Josh
era.
Josh is our son, so yes, they were friends. Go ahead.
And we just started talking, and at the end of the spring semester, called Dad Young and asked if it would be something that Mom and Dad would be open to for me to continue to text, call, write, etc. over the summer. And we did that, and the Lord just kind of took it from there, and we got engaged about a year and some later, married in July of 2019, and the Lord is blessed, and I'm definitely way out of my league, but just thankful for the journey, thankful for how the Lord's led us.
Now, I think some would be interested in knowing this. You had gone on staff and were teaching. And for you that wouldn't know, Abby, tell us a little bit about how you first met Mr. Adams.
I was in his literature class, actually. That was the first time I met him. I'd known who he was because he was a teacher. But I took American literature, I think was the first one. Was that the first one I took with you? And it was the first semester of my junior year. And I started to get a little bit of a crush on him as the semester went on. And, you know, I was like, oh, this is not good. He's a teacher. So I determined I was not going to take classes with him the next semester because I was like, I need to get hold of this crush. This is dumb. He's a teacher, yada, yada. But he ended up being my academic advisor the next semester and did end up taking British literature. And at the end of the semester, after kind of getting to know each other a little better as friends, we went on a date and then started to talk from there, and it was best.
And here you are.
And here you are.
So today.
And you know, one of the things that from our perspective is that we remembered you would, in fact, your mom said, Abby keeps calling, and Abby keeps talking about Mr. Adams this and Mr. Adams that, and Mr. Adams did this and Mr. Adams said that. And I remember your mom saying, I think we need to get to know Mr. Adams. And for you that are listening, I will tell you that sometimes it's a scary prospect in the world we live in, thinking about who are our kids going to marry? Will this work out? Will this be positive? Will this be a good thing? Mm-hmm. But first of all, Beth and I determined not to live in fear.
Right.
We know that our God loves our children more than we do.
Yes.
And you need to hear that. God loves your kids more than you do. And yet he works through their will, through your training, through your teaching. And we really did. We really prayed.
Oh,
and
yes.
We prayed in faith, We just believed God was going to give our children good spouses.
Right.
And we prayed about that. We talked about that. We did everything we could to prepare them. And mm-hmm. when Dave and Abby met at West Coast, it was a pretty obvious thing, pretty fast. And then right after that, we met your parents. And after we met David's parents, we just kind of had peace that, you know what, here's a family that we think our daughter could marry into.
Oh, yes.
And it was Absolutely. Just a great thing. Yes. And so how long have you guys been married?
We have been married for coming up on 2.5 years in just a couple days.
Wow. Yep. Wow, time flies, doesn't
wow.
it? Goodness gracious.
It seems like we just had that wedding.
It does. So talk to our audience just a little bit about, you know, a lot of people want to know what are dating standards? And I don't know if you know this, but when we taught, I said, we don't technically do dating, but we don't do courting either. So we combine it and call it dorting. And and so our children all dorted, and that's how we
that
found a spouse.
Bad.
It does
that
sound bad.
That sounds really bad. They don't really do that.
we're not extreme courtship, and we're not necessarily open dating either. So we were trying to find a balance in those two. Mm-hmm. But as you guys met each other, Abby, was there anything in particular that you would look back and say, Mom and Dad did this, and that especially helped me to know how to find David as the man I was supposed to marry? Anything at all come to your mind?
I think just your general training as I was growing up about finding God's will and just listening to the Holy Spirit and mm-hmm. making sure you had his peace about things. And just your direction in helping us handle dating wisely. And when we first started dating, we had the school rules. West Coast has, you know, good rules for students just to help people be wise with their dating standards. And we tried to be over the top careful, especially since David was a teacher and I was a student. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't, I feel like the school rules weren't crazy different from, you know, what we did as a family.
Sure.
True.
And then when I had graduated and we were dating as, kind of adults on the other side of the country, you guys gave us, you know, some different directions, but we were also in a ministry and there were ministry standards. So I think the Lord just kind of directed just practically all throughout the whole process.
Right. Mm-hmm. Sure. And one of the things we tried to do right away was get to know David. And that was part of, you know, some dads are always like, oh my word, nobody's going to marry my daughter. But we wanted you to be married, and when we found out you were really in love with David, I got good evaluations from some of the other people that were on staff. And then from there, it ended up being that here's here's a young man that we like, and next thing you know, we were all about it. Now, from your perspective, David, when your family was raising you, I know you went to college pretty young, but was there anything in your background and training that prepared you, especially in your home, that prepared you to find a spouse and to be prepared to be married?
I think just my parents' example of their love for each other and their faithfulness to each other, and just upholding marriage as a great thing, as something that is worth pursuing and worth enjoying. And from that kind of basis, even with coming to college a bit on the younger side, and being definitely more on the introverted side and some of that, and then even as the Lord put me into an ability to serve through teaching there at West Coast, wasn't necessarily just looking at dating just for the sake of dating just for whatever, to have somebody to hang out with. And so kind of getting some of that mindset of intentionality with it, I think, was helpful. And then just my family, one of the greatest blessings that they've been in my life has been their desire to know God's word and to understand it, whether that be in family devotions or going to good Bible preaching churches, and just trying to look at God's word and see what pleases him, and whether that be specific standards for ourselves or whether that be following the others that God has placed in our lives, and just kind of going with it from there. Mm-hmm. And certainly there's so much to say about it, but at the end of the day, it's, in a manner of speaking, also pretty simple as well. And we're just thankful for God's leading.
It seems to be that one of the things you guys are both saying here is that it's not a definitely, we're into these 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 things to help our children, but it's a lifestyle of teaching, the training, the talking, the praying. It's a whole package deal as we train.
And I like how you put it too, David, that your parents had the example of marriage was something to be enjoyed. Mm-hmm. It was something to, could you say, even just rejoice in and just find happiness in. And that was an example that you had from your parents. And I love that, because that isn't something that all young people have. In fact, we meet young adults now who are like, why would I want to get married? My parents don't get along at all, you know? And so what you were saying, as it's not just a list of rules, it's not just a list of, this is what we believe about finding a spouse. It's a whole lifestyle that parents put forth in their home that help their children not only prepare, but want to be married.
Yeah. So you that have young children, especially right now is the time. Mm-hmm. As you're training and teaching and talking over these coming years, you're preparing your children to be married.
Yes.
So we're glad. Thank you for those answers.
You've been listening to Keeping It Young, where we have conversations about marriage, family, and ministry life. Thank you for joining us today for this episode of our Question and Answers Today with David and Abigail Adams. I hope you'll join us next time as we enter part 3 entitled Using Technology Wisely in Your Home.
For more information or to hear more Keeping It Young, go to tilradio.org or keepingityoungpodcast.com. This has been a co-production with Keeping It Young and TIL Radio Network.